From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Sport utility vehicles have been getting some bad PR recently. Ford Explorers are a good example. The Ford Motor Company has been forced repeatedly to deny that its popular SUV is to blame for more than 200 deaths linked to Ford Explorers sporting Firestone tires. And of course, SUVs are gas guzzlers, not a winning feature in a time of fluctuating gas prices. Nevertheless, SUVs don't seem to be going away, as NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
Last summer, disturbing news about SUVs threatened to destroy one of Detroit's greatest success stories. Federal safety regulators had begun investigating a link between Firestone tires mounted as original equipment on Ford Explorers and a series of deadly rollover accidents. A stream of reports showed the problem wasn't limited to the Explorer and that all SUVs were more prone to flipping over than other vehicles. Around the same time, the price of gas soared and questions were raised about the SUV's low gas mileage. Jeff Schuster charts trends in the automotive industry for J.D. Power and Associates. He says despite the bad press, SUVs managed to defy the odds.
We have not seen a major effect really from any of the safety issues. It certainly is a concern, as it should be, for consumers, but at this stage of the game, we really haven't seen a significant effect or drop in sales.
In fact, the SUV remains one of the most popular vehicles on the nation's roads. Last year, SUVs and pickups accounted for about a third of the vehicles sold in the U.S. Schuster says there's no one clear reason for America's love affair with the SUV. In part, it's the styling of the vehicle and its off-road capability. But the SUV's enduring popularity can be traced to good timing.
Here's the ultimate, a station wagon with everything you could want for camping.
During the 1960s and 70s, it was a station wagon that was marketed as a way to haul around kids and dogs. But consumers grew weary of the dowdy styling of the wagon. Soon after Ford unveiled the Explorer in 1990, it became the automaker's best-selling product. Ephraim Levy, senior auto analyst with Standard & Poor's, says other automakers soon began producing their own version of the SUV, in part because of the huge profits.
Some of the best margins on these vehicles could be up to $10,000 or $15,000 per vehicle, so that's very attractive to the automakers. Many of the automakers actually lose money on their sedans, so they'd really rather sell the trucks than the cars.
But there's increased competition as automakers crowd the SUV market. In order to win more customers, manufacturers are offering generous rebates, low financing, and more luxury and safety features. Even so, consumers are starting to shift from the traditional SUV to newer designs.
Hello, Ranger Rick.
Hi, could you please help? I'm kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place.
Okay.
In a commercial, Ford uses the slogan, No Boundaries, as it unveils the Excursion.
We're sending our V10 Ford Excursion.
And your whole crew.
Weighing in at more than 6,500 pounds empty and almost 20 feet long, it's now the largest SUV on the market. But while these behemoths are attracting drivers, the best sales are showing up at the other end of the SUV market, says J.D. Power's Jeff Schuster.
The trend that we see really driving the growth of the SUV market over the next few years is the smaller or car-based SUV that, you know, maintains better gas mileage, has some of the attributes and styling of an SUV, but has the characteristics, ride and handling characteristics of a car.
Vehicles like the Toyota RAV4 and the Honda CR-V are becoming popular, and manufacturers are racing to fill the demand by consumers, because regardless of the spotty safety record, high price tag, and poor gas mileage, the SUV is now an enduring part of the American lifestyle. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Chicago.